Welcome back, everyone, to a special AAHHPBWTV report. Today on our show, we'll be doing part one of a three-part report on the event, the most hip-hop happening event of the season. We'll start our program by talking about what the event is, and then moving on to its history. But first, an advertisement. Stay tuned, ladies and gents, and don't turn that dial.
Is your job boring? Bland? We bet it is. Studies show that 77% of people have a boring job. We here at Job Refresh, trademarked, will help you locate a new exciting job.
Welcome back, everyone. Before the break, we were beginning part one of our three-part series on the event, the most hip and popular event of the season. In this part, we'll talk about what exactly the event is before talking of the history of the event. So, what is the event? Why, it's only the hottest social gathering of the season. If you wanted to get invited, all you have to do is be in the right place at the right time, and then, if the powers have said that you are right for the event, you'll be mailed the invitation within 3 weeks of the event. We only know so much after this. We'll be back in just a moment with what we think is what actually happens at the event in a moment. But first, another quick ad to keep the lights on.
Hey, you know what? You're probably hungry. Why settle for one of those standard places to eat? You should go for Tacos So Loco. They'll make you good. Wait, other way around.
Then, after one receives the invitation, we suspect it tells them the exact date, time, and location of the event. There are no eyewitness accounts nor recordings of the event, as we are not even sure who attends. We can only speculate that they are inducted into a cult. A cult induction, an inclusive party, a look into the future, all of these are possibilities. None of us truly know what they are, or what happens to you when you are given the invitation. For those of you just tuning in, we're wrapping up our speculation of what happens at the event, and what happens when you receive the invitation. After this break, we'll talk about the history of the event. Stay tuned.
Sewing is fun, but why be a lame brain about sewing? You don't want that now, do ya? Of course not. So let me, knitting Jesus Gertrude, teach ya.
Thanks for staying with us, folks. We've been talking about the possibly upcoming event. The event. Well, at least I think it's upcoming. We can't really ever know, since no one knows when the event is. It could be upcoming, or it could have already happened, or it is happening, or it's a fake hoax. Time is weird, right? Right. Cool. The event has no real start year, no founding date, but we can estimate. We have seen early reports of a happening that would occur in early towns around here. The earliest known instance of this happening was in 1892. A diary written by an older man, about 32, describes receiving a purple messenger on a horse relaying a message via an outing that he was invited to. The diary stops after that, and the next recorded instance of an early 1900s type event was in 1902, when an early mail was given to Meredith, a local in a town won over. The package wrapped in purple wrapping paper was a prototype of an auditory recording device, giving a message that she was invited to a gathering in the woods in 3 weeks. She actually returned from this gathering, and that is why we know the date and location of the 1902 event. We'll be back in a moment talking about more things and dates of the event throughout the years. Stay tuned. Sorry for that dead era, folks. I thought this year had words for it. Wait, what? What was that I just said? I don't know. But anyways, there are only a few more known dates of the event throughout the years. But then we have now decided to continue to convince the hen house in democracy. Wait. Okay, let's take another break. Wait, now I can't focus. Words are getting up-jumbled. No, not whatever I just said. Words are being under-organized. This language is so failing. No, this isn't well. Well, it isn't well. Wait, no. Language needs to chime. It needs to work. And this language shan't not work. It won't work. And all this dead air, what indeed? I honestly can't remember anything that I've said in a while. I'd love to send you to another break, so here we have it. Now, where was I? Oh yeah, there have only been a few more recorded instances. I'm pretty sure that's the word. Never mind, sometimes, memorial. What? So, after some more digging, I found out what it is possible for. They decided to have some other people wanted to wait. What, again? Again? Okay, I'm getting to the done. What? This isn't beginning to get to the work. Calm down. Breathe up. Yeah. Yeah. Let's take you to another break, okay? Yeah, the abs still don't work. Lame. Yeah. Sure. This isn't impossible to do. Why isn't language working for me? Why won't it be working now? Think I'm getting the main point across. But across the crosses do cross across. Actually, language won't ever have to happen. My mind is getting much more jumbled. I think it's time for another break. Why don't the brakes work anymore? Why doesn't anything work now? You can still get out the basic meaning out, but it's jumbled, very jumbled, sometimes very unrejumbled. Yeah, see? The words don't really work. It's like Shakespeare. You really have to redo, undo, redecipher the meaning from all the other words or garbage. The garbled words. For some reason, the word shouldn't, no, won't work. Oh, gee. This isn't going to have to want to decide to have to decide to have to want to, and this is providing of what we may have to do to have wanted. Wanting was possible to have this done to decide to do, giving the willingness of the situation to have us get another way to have us get the possibility of what we've done to impact. If being important to be impacted with what we decided to do, doing being what we wanted, having wanted to do decided what we wanted, will want to decide to have to do what to decide to have to do what we did, having done what we did because it was needing to be done. Time for a break. Why won't the ads work? Of all the things going wrong with the show, I'm nearly most angry over the lack of ads. This is ridiculous. It is the most awful thing. Okay, keep calm. I have to focus on the words it is should... No, focus. Okay. Why is this happening? Okay, calm down. Unread distress. Focus on the meaning of the words. Focus on what you want to be speaking. See, even with focus, I'm not sure what I can do to get all the speaks out. Even with my mind focused on what I want to say, or I can feel the slipping coming. See? Now I need to focus on what I should do. I guess just wait for the next 10 minutes the next 10 minutes until my show ends. Sorry, listeners, perhaps I can continue this part next episode. Well, this isn't not interesting. Isn't not won't be interesting. No, boring. This is impossible to do. But I can't try to continue the show. If I do, wait. This episode 31 of Pod Nova X, a Pod Nova X production. Voice of Chip was me, Ransom. See, I can really actually do episodes. Voice of Knitting Jesus Gertrude was Isabel. Voice of Herb from Pacos Tacos was Chema. And voice of Sam from Job Fixer was Cyrus. Thank you for listening.